Welcome to the HIMSS eNurse Mentoring Podcast Series. I'm your host, Ben Garrett. Today, my guest is Renee Rookwood, RN, BSN, MS, Clinical Informatics Lead at MITRE. MITRE is a not-for-profit organization that operates research and development centers sponsored by the federal government. These centers support MITRE sponsors with scientific research and analysis, development, and acquisition, as well as systems engineering and integration. Renee Rookwood is a clinician and master's level graduate in managing health information systems with 10 years of experience. She has demonstrated leadership in the national reference implementations of Stage 1 and Stage 2 of meaningful use population health clinical quality measures. She is also the Nursing Informatics Task Force Chair at HIMSS. Thanks for joining us today, Renee.
Well, thank you for having me here today. I'm very excited to be able to talk about nursing informatics career.
Well, speaking of that, Renee, are there guidelines to follow in a nursing clinical career to transition to both informatics and then maybe to a leadership position within informatics?
There might be two general pathways to consider here. One, the clinical pathway, and the other, the more formal education route. First, the clinical pathway are those nurses like myself who enter the healthcare profession to strictly take care of patients and suddenly find themselves as the super user of the computer on their unit or as an informal trainer for new nurses on the hospital's EHR. It's really those champions on the floor that are more intently interested in the electronic representation of their patients' health information and considering how the EHR can actually improve patient care. So this can really open up doors internally to being part of the hospital health IT department, whether it's providing feedback or sitting on a super user group that meets monthly, maybe engaging in a pilot of some sorts of different workflows to consider, or providing those end user requirements to the health IT team. The list really is endless on how those super user nurses can potentially assist. And my experience as a super user led me to consider the other second general pathway, which is the formal education route. So I personally went on to get a master's in health systems management with a concentration in information systems. This was more based on proximity to my residence and my desire to do a campus-based program more than anything. But there are so many choices available to fill anyone's desire from an online program to a hybrid program, from gaining a focused certificate in subjects like privacy and security or a coding specialist, all the way up to a doctoral program in informatics, if you like. Personally, I feel like we are just starting to see a shift in the more formal education pathway being utilized versus those many individuals who are currently working in this space and who more came upon this career path by happenstance.
Renee, let me follow up on that. What training would you recommend for a nurse informaticist who maybe wants to move into more of a management position? Do you need a background in business or communications or technology or other areas? What kind of training do you recommend?
There's absolutely other training that you would probably need to take on. I would say it's a combination of learning on the job and fine-tuning those skills with extra training. And this is going to be largely individualized depending on the person and their position because some of the skills you need in those leadership positions, many of us as nurses already have exercised when taking care of patients, such as time management, communications, delegation, critical thinking, et cetera. But when you're in an informatics role and in a leadership position, you have to exercise those skills in a slightly different manner and, of course, on a larger scale. So once you're on the job, it becomes more apparent where you may or may not need extra training. For example, communications. It's huge, and we definitely use it as bedside nurses, being able to educate our patients on their disease management or on certain procedures. But being able to translate clinical knowledge and needs to technology folks and vice versa in an effective manner may take some further training and fine-tuning of those skills. So other areas to consider pursuing extra training in are project management, business processes, and public speaking.
What recommendations would you offer to nurses who maybe are super users that you describe, and they decide, you know, I want to learn more about informatics, or let's look at it from the other side, maybe IT professionals who suddenly see the opportunities in nursing informatics and think about going to nursing school. What advice would you give to both audiences?
Oh, I would say do it to both of those questions. These are career paths that have a wide variety of options available, And again, it's just really finding that right path suited for you. So how do you go about figuring this out? Well, I don't think it's really a novel idea, but just researching. Again, there are organizations out there willing to help, like HIMSS in the informatics world. They have an abundant amount of free tools and resources available online. There are a number of published books on the subject now, and then I would get out there and talk to people. Really, networking is another skill that will never, ever do you wrong. Some options may be to seek out a local university that has a program of interest and go talk to the professors, or there may be a local conference or a chapter meeting you could attend. I would say listen to the program of choice and, again, talk to the members. One other suggestion is to set up, quote-unquote, informational meetings with established professionals in your area of interest. Seek them out, email or phone an introduction of yourself. Schedule a short amount of time if they are willing and ask them directly about their day-to-day job, those burning questions to get at the root of whether this is the right career path for you. For example, I would say that a majority of nurses in the informatics profession that I've come in contact with are willing to help folks who are new to the profession. This is a great way to start building your network and developing your career path. On a personal note, I actually exercised a number of these recommendations. I went to the HIMSS yearly conference only a few years ago at the tail end of my master's program. I networked with the nursing informatics community, and I met a number of folks I keep in contact with still today, one of which is a fellow colleague and nurse informaticist here at MITRE, Beth Holly. So it definitely works.
Renee, what are the advantages of an informatics career, particularly nursing informatics? Is this a field that's going to continue to grow?
Absolutely. So there are just a number of advantages out there. The decreased day-to-day physical demands of patient care. Health IT jobs may be more flexible depending on the setting and the role you are in. You may be able to have the option to telecommute or work a flexible schedule. Working holidays can be potentially a thing of the past, so I know that's advantageous to some. Another advantage is that career ladder. The sky is really the limit, and you can keep climbing to the top if you have that desire and passion versus what may be more limiting as a bedside nurse. Another advantage is that you're still improving the care of patients, but it's just through a different mechanism. I don't think anyone would argue that improving electronic clinical documentation, for example, doesn't touch each and every patient that is out there today. And I personally have found it to be exactly what I needed to help support my career goals and my family and provide the flexibility I desired.
Thanks, Renee. I know all of our listeners really appreciate your insights in the nursing informatics area. By the way, the opinions expressed today by Renee Rookwood are her own and not those of her affiliated organization. Renee Rookwood is also one of the nurse mentors in the HIMSS Nurse E-Mentor Program and podcast series developed in collaboration between HIMSS Career Services and HIMSS Nursing Informatics. You can find more information on the HIMSS E-Mentor Program brought to you from HIMSS Professional Development Career Services on the HIMSS website at www.hims.org. Click on Professional Development and then click on Career Services. Thanks for joining us today.